This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The primary suspect in Friday shootings at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, has been remanded without plea until his next court appearance. The suspect, 28-year-old Brenton Harrison Tarrant from Australia, appeared before a New Zealand district court judge and was charged with murder. Mike Bush is the Canterbury Police Commissioner.
He has been remanded to the High Court for the 5th of April. And what charges he faces then will be determined by this investigation.
Tarrant, a self-declared white supremacist, is suspected of shooting 49 people to death and wounding more than 40 others in two separate incidents in Christchurch. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Saturday her country's gun laws will have to be changed.
My advice currently is that he, under that gun license, was able to legally acquire the guns that he held. That will give you an indication of why we need to change our gun laws.
Ardern said that people from Pakistan, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, and Malaysia were all affected by the attack. New York authorities, meanwhile, stepped up a counterterrorism presence in response to the shootings in New Zealand. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
News of the mosque shooting in New Zealand turned what would have been a joyous occasion, a ceremony to rename a street in Queens for a Muslim center, into a somber observance. Police Commissioner James O'Neill sent a message that has become depressingly common in New York. Patrols and counterterrorism operations have been stepped up in locations deemed sensitive. O'Neill says the NYPD has a longstanding relationship with police in New Zealand and is offering assistance to authorities in Christchurch, where a gunman identified as a white nationalist opened fire at Friday prayers. Warren Levinson, New York.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to turn to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.